Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360. Today on MYM 360, should you go conservative with your investments in retirement? I got a question from a listener, and she wanted to know if she should put her investments in more conservative things like bonds since she's getting close to retirement. She goes on to say that she has heard that you should do that to protect them and to have some money coming in from dividends. Well, Suzanne, as with most things, there is no one right answer because everyone's situation is different. But you're right. That used to be the thinking, to let your investments grow up until retirement and then turn in your stocks for bonds or other conservative investments. But things are a little different today. Namely, people are living longer, and conservative investments that don't outpace taxes and inflation make it difficult to sustain your standard of living over the long haul. In general, consider putting a portion of your retirement savings in conservative investments so that you can take care of your expenses for a few years so that you don't have to tap into your money if the market is down. But allow the remainder of your money to continue to grow. Life expectancies can be 20 years or more after retirement, so it's important to let some of your portfolio continue to grow so you can help alleviate the risk that you might run out of money. I hope this helps. Got a burning question or something you want to learn more about? Send it to me at feedback@mym360.com. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been Minding Your Money 360, a P.S. Worth production. For more information, visit psworth.com/MYM360.